sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Auburn police charged 16-year-old Johnson Taylor with two counts of manslaughter in connection to the crash that killed Rod and Paula Bramblett. Taylor is charged as an adult in this case. Authorities say he had marijuana in his system and was speeding at the time of the crash. Qualifying for the race for Montgomery mayor begins today, and candidates have until the 16th to qualify for the race. Right now, there are 11 people planning to run to be Montgomery's next mayor. And Washington Avenue in downtown Montgomery is growing, transitioning from a one-way to a two-way street. This change affects two blocks of Washington Avenue between South Court Street and South Lawrence Street. The intersection of Washington and South Court will now be an all-way stop. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it. If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There is a secret Facebook group involving Border Patrol agents that has been exposed. Investigative journalists at ProPublica discovered thousands of members posted jokes about migrant deaths as well as sexist memes.
27-year-old Los Angeles Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs was found dead in his hotel room.
The White House may accept a nuclear freeze, allowing North Korea to keep its nuclear weapons as long as it doesn't build any new ones. That would be a step backwards in the U.S. position.
Deadly poison scare at Facebook. Authorities say sarin may have been discovered at the company's mailing facility in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Grandmother who went for a walk along the ocean appears to be the latest victim of a rare but deadly bacteria.
Millions of protesters storm a government building in Hong Kong.
All the people here say that they will not be leaving unless their demands have been met.
And youth is served at Wimbledon. A 15-year-old from Florida beat the five-time champion, Venus Williams.
I never thought this would happen. I'm literally living my dream right now.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. This is on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show. On a Monday and Tuesday, one day before it's Wednesday, 272-9228, several things you need to know about. Number one, Fresh Market is doing the $14.99 cooked slab of ribs. until 3 o'clock today. Go by and see Cecil. He's the guy who cooks them. He's also the store manager, also a friend of mine. He's a great guy. Tell him you're a Dan Morris show listener. Then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing. We'll do that tomorrow. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Since we're only doing 3 days of those calls, there's not many people in there, so take advantage of that. Then any call, no, and then we have a listener who has purchased two $50 gift cards from Sweet Creek Farm Market, and we're doing a drawing for veterans, military, or military families, and they can get in on that. Just call me at 272-9228, and we'll see about getting that. We'll do all those drawings tomorrow. Let's go to Gary. Gary, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thank you, Dan. Important things first. I'm a U.S. Navy veteran, 65-66, served on a PA out of NOB during the Vietnam War.
Man.
So put me in for the veterans drawing at Sweet Creek.
You got it. Give me a month and day of birth.
4-6.
You got it.
And since anybody can get in on Sweet Creek again, put me in for that one as well. One of these days, I'm going to win that.
Well, you're going to do that, huh? Okay. Joey, you got
I'm hoping
him?
So.
I do. Gary, 4-6.
4-6. Everybody seems to be up in arms about occasional cortex, whatever her name is. Greg calls her a name that's very appropriate about what she said about the conditions she saw yesterday. And have you seen the Hispanic pastors that toured the same facility of the article about that?
I've heard about it. I haven't seen it.
The Reverend Samuel Rodriguez was full of indignation when he saw the reports about the deplorable conditions. He says what he saw at the same facility that was toured by the squirrel yesterday with a group of pastors was drastically different. If you had to believe one or the other, which do you think you would believe, the pastors or that nitwit from the Bronx?
Well, let me tell you what needs to happen here is a detailed group of people need to get on this thing and find out what really happened and tell the public about it, because getting the facts out, if she is wrong, will totally discredit her.
Oh, well, you know, the national media is not going to discredit her, but this gentleman that they're quoting is the president of the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference. It's the largest Hispanic Christian organization in the world, and the senior pastor at a large Christian center in Sacramento, along with a group of his pastors that went through it. So, you know, evidently, I would say one or the other is lying, and I would be real hesitant to believe that Reverend Rodriguez was the one lying.
Well, they need to roll Reverend Rodriguez out then and get him out in front of the public.
Well, I agree with you 100%. This article's on Fox News, if you're interested in reading it. But I thought I'd mention that to you. Thanks for your time, and don't get outside. It's miserably hot outside.
It really is. I tell you, the heat index is incredible.
Well, the humidity's awful. But, you know, yesterday afternoon, late, I had a downpour at my house for about a half an hour, 45 minutes. It was really good. My tomato plants really enjoyed it.
I'm with you on that one, Gary. You have a great day, buddy.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. Have a great 4th of July. Yeah, you can get in those drawings if you'd like. Gary, double down on that one. I like that. Okay, so now the former ICE acting director describes the facilities and the training. This is on Fox and Friends this morning.
These facilities are not intended for long term. They're not made to hold people. But yet in El Paso, where AOC was, you've got a more than 2,000% increase. Are people losing sight of what the agents are trying to deal with?
This is a problem. These facilities were built for the book-in procedure. People are supposed to be in those facilities for a couple of hours so agents can get their fingerprints, identify who they are, place them under DACA control, and in the case of families, eventually released. But they're being overwhelmed. There are tens of thousands of people coming to the border all week long, and there's only so much floor space. There's only so much computer time that agents have to get people through the process.
Ron, the thing about you guys is you ask us to come down. You want to show us what you're dealing with on a regular basis. The sector says, listen, we want you to see this. We are overwhelmed and Congress isn't responding. They went up to July 1st without any aid. The funding was going to fall off a cliff unless it was a last second deal. Humanitarian aid.
All the delays for that funding cause delays and backlogs at the CBP facilities. HHS has to be equipped to take the kids into shelter care.
There's 51,000 of those kids since November.
That's right.
Unaccompanied minors.
So HHS has the responsibility of caring for those children. Their grantees get them placed in society. CBP and ICE have to have the facilities to move people through their space. And so that supplemental funding will add floor space, it will add computers, it will add humanitarian aid for the situation. But if Congress doesn't act and close these loopholes, we're going to be back in the same place.
The same place that we were before. Let me go finish it. And you're going to see when we do the Hannity without Sean, the smoothness of the show where people are not interrupting like Brian does with his guests. It's just, he's like a little puppy that's trying to get, you know, gets too excited about something.
Yes.
So let's continue on with this former acting director of ICE here and talks about the stories and whether he believes them or not.
Right, and you have those numbers. You know, Brian talked about seeing it, right? I have spent so much time with the Border Patrol down there on the border in Mexico and Honduras, Guatemala. But, you know, when AOC says a woman told her that she was made told to drink from the toilet, have you ever had an instance like that? Do you recall ever hearing about a situation like that?
These stories come out all the time. One of the stories is about how cold these facilities are. But no one ever talks about how cold they are or why the temperature is regulated. These are forced air facilities. It's air conditioning. People, the air needs to flow through. Both the agents have to be comfortable and the people who are in custody have to be comfortable and cared for. How cold is it in a facility like that? The average temperature is 70 degrees. That's not cold for you and me, but if you come out of the desert and you're overheated, then that makes you feel cold.
But temperature aside, you specifically never saw any migrant drinking out of the toilet.
I've never seen anything like that. And look, she was there for 3 minutes, and now she's an expert on what this facility looks like. What about the people who have been there for years and years and years and are being overwhelmed by the system and by these loopholes that are forcing people and enticing people to come to the border with their children?
This is, and again, what happens is, so it's almost like they want it to be true, so they just kind of, they throw it out there. And that's what this has got written all over it. And it just doesn't seem plausible what they're talking about. Particularly when she was supposed to be getting the briefing about the facility and she leaves, then she stumbles into this people and then comes back all upset. Okay, so now when we talk about the Facebook post that were on there, he's going to kind of go through what the rules are on that and then talk about Mexico helping.
She comes out and says that Border Patrol was laughing behind her back. She also says she felt physically threatened by Border Patrol agents when she walked through. She felt her security was threatened. And then she also said what the migrant just told her about the toilet water. Now it looks like Border Patrol is enemy number one, especially when you talk about that Facebook story where some inappropriate things were reportedly said on Facebook among agents.
This is an unfortunate distraction. The Facebook post, this site, it needs to be investigated. I saw the statements made by CBP that their Office of Professional Responsibility are looking into that. People need to be held to account for what they say in public. But that doesn't change the crisis that's going on in places like Clint, Texas, in El Paso, in Yuma, Arizona, in the Rio Grande Valley. They still have a huge problem over there. And this distraction is a distraction. What's happening on the ground needs to be fixed. I've seen this administration do more than any previous government that I've worked for, any administration that I've worked for. I've seen them do more. You see unprecedented support from Mexico, which we hope is sustained.
Is it working?
And continued. Well, they've seen a reduction. So June is usually a time where the traffic starts to fall off in the summer. So we'll see. They have to sustain that. They have to continue to do that. They have to iterate their deployment so that they can get smarter than the smugglers.
Mexico, by the way, has deported this year more than 15,000 illegal aliens that would have been crossing over into us. That's clearly a plus.
So from where I sit, I've seen them do more than they ever have before. What needs to remain is their continued sustainability of that operation to reduce the flow at their southern border and through their country.
Somehow we have to leverage to make sure they do that. They tend to lose interest after a while.
Right. So this right. President moved them. The threat of tariffs made them do whatever what they've never done before.
All right. There's a crisis at the border. Now even Democrats reveal it, but they want to blame the Border Patrol for it. And it's unfortunate because to me, they're the least to blame.
I agree. No one does more than CBP and the Border Patrol for these folks.
And this hurts morale, no?
It does. Well, they're talking about, you know, these other things instead of concentrating on the crisis and fixing it.
You're turning 93.1 FM. Let's go to the phone. So let's go to Papa B. Papa B. Papa B. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Dan. You?
You enjoying this nice cool day out there?
Absolutely. Just, you know, just pouring with sweat. But whatever, man. It's summertime in Alabama. if we're not used to it by now, we won't ever.
Yeah, right? Exactly right.
You know, I get so tired of trying to suffer fools, you know, listening to idiots, trying to go through their gyrations and, you know, not really come to terms with actual facts and actual solutions. I'm not going to mention any names, and I don't mean to be mean. But there's some folks that call, or, and I've heard, you know, news programs too, that it's like, are you willfully stupid or just actually that stupid? You know, the problem is the immigrants have found a loophole. Dumb butt. They all of a sudden, hey, if all I have to do is bring a child, there's my golden ticket. And lo and behold, bunch of folks with kids show up. Wow. You know, how long did it take people to figure that one out? But they won't go ahead and blame identify the problem. The problem is, stop letting people with kids in. Just go ahead and tell them. No, just because you have a child doesn't mean you get in. That's not a golden ticket. Bam, back tomorrow. You're going back tomorrow. We could have all these detention centers virtually empty in the morning. All we have to do is say, you get a summary judgment. You come across the border illegally, you get a one-way ticket home. Period. Problem solved. 99% of it gone. But the Democrats are using their really old, woe-out playbook. And this is one of the plays. Create a problem. Exacerbate the problem. And then politicize the problem. They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. The Democrats know what they're doing. This is a game to them. This is not something they're really concerned about, other than the idea that maybe it'll advantage their political agenda. You know, and I don't know who is really fooled by it anymore. There's some people bleeding heart, you know, the bleeding heart leftists. Oh, my gosh, bunch of kids suffering. Well, blame it. There's probably ways to solve the problem, but you won't solve it because you won't even identify the problem. What am I wrong, Dan?
No, you're right. And let me tell you, the other thing is, you know, they go, this is a problem of Donald Trump's making. He got all the people to come here because he says he's going to close the border, and they're rushing here to try to get here before he closes it. Well, they're running ads in Guatemala and Honduras and in Nicaragua telling people they need to go now to go to the United States. They're literally ads being run by the cartel.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nuts the way they'll only tell half the story. They'll only tell a portion of the story to try to make themselves right.
Well, see, I'm going to go ahead and say, all right, because I love everybody. Jason, I love you, man. But you got to stop being so stupid, okay?
Now, come on. Be nice.
Are you willfully stupid? The reason there's a bunch of kids that we got to take care of is because the immigrants have found a way to exploit the problem. And let me say one other thing. If we didn't separate them from the folks that brought them up here, we wouldn't know, because we don't know whether these are the actual kids' parents. They might have just stolen them. And a lot of them do. Or they even rent them. Heck, they're even recycling them, Dan. Send the kid back down, the same kid shows up with somebody else. You know, and then what would happen? Oh, you let these people get away with trafficking this child. You know, it just never ends. It never ends with these folks. You can't solve the problem. I don't know, man. You know, trying to make sense, trying to get some idiot to come to terms with reality, you're wasting your breath. And that's what I feel like we're doing with these folks. I wish Donald Trump would just go ahead and summarily say, you know, since no good sense is coming out of the courts, just say, what the hell with y'all? You know, bing, bang, boom, this is a national emergency. Everybody that comes across the border is summarily sent back, period. All right, Mr. Court, Mr. Judge, do something about it. What are you going to do? You know, if they're going to be that much of a, I'm going to be nice, if they're going to be play that kind of a game, Trump ought to play that kind of game with them. Just send them back. Come across the border. We got a train ticket for you right here, pal. Why not? They want to play games? Hey, why can't Trump play games? That's what I do. I don't know.
Well, with an age of this, they need to have a fast way to process these people and get them adjudicated. That's what the difficulty is. They let them go, and they never come back to their court hearing. So it's a double whammy.
Yeah, imagine that. they know it. The immigrants know it. Everybody knows it. This is a game. This is a blessed game. And guess what happens when they come in? Get on the blame welfare wagon. Never be able to get them off. Okay? Have some kids up here. Train migration. Chain migration. Whatever. It's just a game. They're playing games. The immigrants are playing games. I don't know who's really fooled by it. Who is fooled by this? Does anybody really not know what's going on? AOC gets up there and blubbers on TV or whatever. Who is fooled by that? You've got to be an idiot if you think that's actual reality. I'm tired of dealing with it. I'm tired of, even arguing with them about it. I just wanted somebody to go ahead and say, bring the hammer down. You come across the border, bam, we'll send your butt back. Problem solved. That's Papa B's solution for you, baby.
There you go. The Papa B, 20 cents worth, right?
It doesn't matter, right? That's exactly. Not even 20 cents. It might not even be worth a nickel. Maybe just a couple of cents. Well, what's going to happen, though? Is anything going to happen between now and the election? No.
Well, I'm not sure about that.
What do you think might happen?
Well, I think if they cut down the number of people coming across the border by Mexico getting involved, that will be a great help. I think that Donald Trump is going to be building more walls. The court order that happened in the Ninth Circuit, I think, is going to get overturned. Now, the question is, when is that overturned? And when does the Supreme Court, or does the Supreme Court see it? I think also he may come up with some other ways of solving this problem by getting some judges down there and getting this thing taken care of just through his ability through executive order.
Well, I want to tell you something. Donald Trump is giving it all he's got. Anybody that doesn't see that is living in another universe. He's trying to be creative about things. The idea that he got Mexico to come up there and say, yeah, absolutely, we're going to help. Just don't put us on the tower. That was genius. Genius. What other president would have done that? President Trump is doing everything he can with what he's got to work with. So I credit him for a lot. And if he can get things worked out, he's already frustrated the Democrats. I mean, the idea that Mexico is going to stop people from even coming in there, man, that's like a blow to the Democrats. They want this problem. The Democrats want this problem. They want this. They want a bunch of immigrants up here causing problems to our whole system. That's what they want. They want open borders. And so credit to Donald Trump for at least doing everything he can. I hope he can do it too, Dan. And I'm interested to see what kind of solutions he might come up with. Between now and the election, it's going to be interesting to watch. I just hope that something can be done. But anyway,
Papa B, you have a great day. Thanks for the telephone call. Cliff, hang on for me. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Turn on.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The
Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcasting. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
I can't walk out. 272-9228, that's where we are.
Because I love you too much, baby.
Did you put everything in one, or are we still two?
We had already hit the break. It wasn't possible to combine them.
Okay. Let's go to Cliff. Cliff, welcome on board the Dan Morris Show.
Yeah, Dan, all I wanted to say is you're one of the few local shows that I think should go national.
Wow, thank you very much. I wish you could. I don't even want to go national. I'd just like to go statewide.
You know what you're talking about, and you can tell. Well, and have you got any update on why Vice President Pence's airplane turned around?
No, I haven't. Matter of fact, I was just looking at that when you asked that question.
Yeah, because it was kind of strange. His airplane turned around, and I don't know if there's any connection. I'm not conspiracy theorist. But also, Putin called his Minister of Defense in for a meeting right at the same time.
Right.
You know, it struck me as a little weird.
And we don't know if those two things are related, but that you're right. There was a submarine that very top secret submarine that 14 of the crew were killed in. But I'm not sure what that would do to bring Pence back unless there was some national emergency that was being created out of that.
Yeah, and can I put in for that military?
Absolutely, Cliff. Give me your month and day of birth and what did you do in the military?
Well, I spent 4 years on submarines on field boats, and then Air Force. And the highlight of that career was probably I was over in the Philippines during Project Homecoming when they bought all the POWs back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the hardest I ever worked in my life. My God. And it was, they were flying for that period of time, that became the busiest airport in the world. Clark Air Force Base.
Yeah, no, I've landed there. It's Philippines is an interesting place.
And
did you get his birthday?
No.
January 16th.
Yeah. Okay.
You're in, buddy. We're going to do that. We're going to do that drawing tomorrow. Okay, so make sure you're listening in, because if you win, I want to get that card to you ASAP.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
You and Joey have a great show. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Cliff. I appreciate you. Newstone 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show on a Tuesday. Red Top is back, huh?
Yeah.
Tell me when we need to go to break.
Yeah, we can stretch this a little bit, but here.
Well, should I go to a break here?
No, we got time.
Okay, Red Top, you're on, bud.
Thank you, man. And if you would put me in Sweet Creek, that's 12-13.
You got it.
And I would like, if I do get lucky and win, I would like to donate it to a veteran. So, let's make a case of that. I don't know how y'all would distribute it, but I don't care which veteran, but I want somebody that deserves it other than me.
Okay. We'll try to work that out.
Back to all the news. Iran, if I may jump the subject just a little bit.
Go ahead.
I saw an interview on DW last night, and, you know, the German world news, and they are just raising hell talking about as long as America threatens them. And I'm sitting there thinking, these guys are triple schizophrenic. They threaten Israel, death to America, death to Israel, and we're not saying death to Iran. Donald Trump just said he wanted them to do good. Where are the threats coming from? I understand the sanctions, but these guys are threatening annihilation of another country.
Yeah, well, it's their interpretation.
And one thing that I think is really shady is how the European Union is trying to figure out ways to get around the sanctions and pay them in another way. There seems to be a lot of news about that in Europe, how they're trying to get around the sanctions and undercut the U.S. Do you have any thoughts or information on that?
Yeah, basically what has happened is the European nations are not with us strongly on the Iran thing because they've got too much vested in it. They need them as trading partners, but they also need oil from them. And so they're in kind of a catch 22 here. They don't want the sanctions to go in, but they also don't want to get pummeled by the U.S. because if they start doing stuff with Iran, the U.S. is going to cut them off.
Yes. What do you think they're going to do? Do you think they're actually dumb enough to take Iran's side on any of this?
Well, they're not taking... They're basically saying, can't we all be nice, is what they're basically saying.
Oh, the Germans telling everybody I ought to be nice. Or that, if that ain't a... Yeah, right. Let's one line have the Russians tell us to be nice, too, and we'll have everybody a happy family. That's what the Democrats think we have, is just one big happy family, don't they? So,
yeah, can we
anyway.
All just get along? Yeah.
What now?
Can we all just get along?
Oh, yes, that's right. Can't we all just get along? Right. Sorry, humans aren't that well evolved yet. Be listening, guys, and this stuff at the border is just absurd. It's a disgrace of what they're doing to the Border Patrol agents. And AOC doesn't know what a combination toilet and sink are, apparently, because she never left the Bronx. And it is, like I said, it's 70 degrees. Damn it, I wish I was somewhere it was 70 degrees, brother.
Yeah, really. And so, you know, you always have to have something to complain about. These are people who trek, you know, 1,200 miles across the desert. And they're complaining, and they're saying they're, you know, they have bad facilities. These folks need to go down to Guatemala and see what it's like. It is pitiful there.
Yeah, and then they say they don't have medication. These people trek 1,200 miles with their medication with them. Give me a break, guys.
Yeah, really, I think we have some definition problems here. Red Top, thanks for the telephone call. You have a great day. You're going to go to a break. Going to be back with Tom right after this.
broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Nudell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Bigger, better than ever. It's the Kaiser Fine Furnishings 4th of July sale. Prices are marked an additional 20% off. They're already 40% off discounted prices. Save on a rustic king bed was $17.59. Now only $7.59. Or a square pub table with four stools was $14.59. July 4th priced at $6.39. These examples of savings you'll find store-wide at Kaiser. Most everything in stock is ready for delivery. Check out our huge selection on recliners. All on sale. Shop Wiser by Kaiser during the 4th of July sale. Now through July 6th on the Wetumpka Highway.
Fox News. I'm Steve Rappaport. The House Ways and Means Committee suing the Trump administration for access to the president's tax returns.
Months after Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and IRS head Charles Rettig defied subpoenas for the information. Democrats argue that the federal tax code requires the IRS commissioner to hand over the taxes of any American if requested by the panel. The Trump administration argues the committee's request has no legitimate legislative purpose.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. Deliberations continue in the court-martial trial of Navy SEAL Commander Eddie Gallagher.
A military jury has requested a review of testimony by another SEAL who told jurors that he heard Gallagher announce on a radio transmission in 2017 to lay off, he's mine, regarding a captured terror suspect. That other SEALs testified Gallagher killed.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The defense says those witnesses are disgruntled. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
We are headed for some dangerous heat levels over the next few days through the holiday weekend, I'm afraid. Today, a very hot day with a high around 96 and the heat index, let's say 102 to 105. Lots of sunshine, only isolated cooling storms for the very lucky. Low tonight, a steamy 76. Tomorrow and the 4th of July, highs 95 to 97. Heat index near the 105 danger range. Spotty relief from some widely scattered storms. And then on Friday, mid-90s still, with a few hit or miss storms here and there. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
729-228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones, boys and girls. Let's go to Tom. Tom, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hi, Dan. Kairos Tom.
Hey, Kairos Tom. How are you, brother?
I'm fine. You know a lot about me. You know I grew up the 52s back when.
I do.
But what I don't think you know was that I was one of the escort officers for the POWs when they came home.
No, I didn't know that.
Escort officer for Captain Jerry Driscoll. He spent 7.5 years as a guest to the North Hill.
Oh, man.
F-100 pilot. Almost at the end of his tour when he got shot down. From Chicago, Illinois. Really good guy.
Yeah, but that was quite an honor to be a part of that.
Yes. Yep. And so Yeah, that was a good time. Time with him and his mom. So, took me back a bunch of years with hearing what the gentleman just said on the radio. That's why I stopped and got off the road and picked up the phone and called you.
I appreciate that, Tom. Would you like to get in on the drawing for your military service?
Yes, please.
Give me your month and day of birth.
June 4th.
June 4th. You got that, Joey? Thanks, Tom. Have a safe trip.
Thank you.
See you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Lisa.
Hello.
How are you?
All right. I just want to get in the drawing for the veterans, Sweet Creek.
Okay. Are you a veteran?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. Tell me what you did.
I was active duty with the National Guard, full-time support for 21 years.
Wow, Lisa. Thank you for your service, my dear.
Thank you.
Where all were you stationed?
Really just here in Alabama.
Oh, that's good that happened. I hear stories about people being sent all over the world. Lisa, give me your month and day of birth, my dear.
April 10.
April Fool's plus 9. Thanks. I've got you down, girl.
Thank you.
Listen in tomorrow now, okay? Clint, I know what Clint's calling about. Hey, Clint.
Good day, sir.
How are you?
I am doing great. Thank you for asking.
Sure.
Hey, last few days, the news said Trump was planning a big military parade on the 4th.
No, he's not doing a military parade. That's a misreported story. What he's doing is he's going to have an Abrams tank. He's going to have two tanks down on the mall. They're going to be doing a flyby, and they're going to have a Bradley armored vehicle, and they're going to be static displayed. They're not even sure they can get the tanks here now.
Yeah, tanks not that way. You got to put it on a train.
Exactly.
That's the way to move a low boy.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to figure out is can they with the weight differential, can they get it on a train here?
Oh, sure they can. We railhead trains all the time in Europe. Going to border duty. Yeah, we put the whole platoon, four tanks on that thing.
Well,
not a problem. That's real simple. Yeah, but that was my question. I hadn't heard much about it.
Yeah, it's not a parade. That is such a misrepresented story. He's not doing a parade. He's doing it down by the Lincoln Memorial. And
I was hoping he wouldn't do it. I don't think that is proper. And I'm a veteran.
You don't think what's
proper? We don't do things like that. Well, a big military parade like China does, Iran does.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that. It's not a parade. It's static displays so people can see what a armored tank looks like.
Yeah, and that's a good thing. That's what it should be.
Exactly.
Good for him on that. Yeah, you ever been on a tank?
I have.
M1, A1, probably the A2, A3 by now.
No, this was back in the 80s. It was when the M1 came out.
Hey, put me on Sweet Creek for the veterans.
You got it. Give me a month and day of birth.
I'm like Red Top. If I win, I'm going to pass it. I got a good veteran friend.
Yeah, you get I'll get it to them. Okay. Clint, give me your month and day of birth.
6/12, sir.
You got it.
Have a great afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. Thank you for your service, too. Lee, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm great, Lee, and how are you today?
I'm good. I'm a first-time caller. I want you to know I just moved to Montgomery and enjoying your show.
Wow, where'd you move from?
I moved from Birmingham.
Well, great. Welcome to lovely Montgomery, Alabama, a.k.a. Monkey Town. Okay, tell me about yourself.
Thank you.
What type of work do you do?
I actually work for the YMCA.
Oh, great organization.
And marketing and membership. Moved from Birmingham because I got married. So,
well, lucky guy.
Well, thank you. But, I was looking for a talk radio show and came across this station and been listening ever since.
How do you like Montgomery Talk Radio compared to Birmingham Talk Radio?
I like it. We actually live outside of Montgomery, but I've enjoyed being here. I kind of like the change of pace and all. So, I like it.
I like it.
That's good. I've got a lot of friends that are in the talk radio business up in Birmingham, but I think for a city our size, we have some really good talk radio here.
Yes, we do. You do. And I, like I said, I was searching and finally found one, and it's pretty much all I ever have on my radio.
So. Oh, my kind of girl. I like that, Lee.
Yeah, I listen to pretty much all y'all shows, so, and I enjoy them. But anyway, yeah, I just wanted to call in. Just had, you know, you probably moved on from the subject, but just had the one comment about all this immigration stuff going on with the Border Patrol. And I guess I'm just amazed that it's all the Border Patrol's fault and not any of the responsibility on our government, specifically the Democrats, to get it fixed. And, you know, they go down there and they see it, but yet they want to blame them for everything that's going on. And it's their fault because they haven't come up with a solution.
Lee, you articulated that very well.
So, you know, I don't want anybody to be mistreated, but also these immigrants have come and, you know, it's a little bit of their responsibility too. But I'm just beyond that our government can't go up and make some kind of solution to fix the problem versus all this hype and stuff that they're talking about, or that they're saying.
So. Lee, how come we're lucky enough to have gotten you here in Montgomery? Was your husband have a job here, and that's why y'all came? Or
he does. Uh-huh.
Okay.
He does.
What type of work does he do?
He's in real estate.
Ah, good place to be. A little different than the Birmingham market, but if he's on the commercial side, things are blowing and going.
More land. He does more land.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Lee, did you know that being a first-time caller that you're going to be able to get in on the Fresh Market $50 gift card?
I would love to do that. I heard that, and I'd love to be in it.
Okay, so, give me your month and day of birth.
120.
Have you been to Fresh Market before?
Yes, I have.
It's a great place, isn't it?
It is. It is. You said Fresh Market, but you meant Sweet Creek. Or is it Fresh Market?
Fresh Market is the $50 gift card.
Yes, that Fresh Market. Yeah, Fresh Market. Oh, yeah.
No way. Now that you're here in Montgomery, you got to go down to Sweet Creek Farm Market. That is a great place.
Yep, I have been.
You have, huh?
I know Reed and Karen, so I'll talk it up to my friends that are going down to the beach.
There you go. Get the Cuban sandwich. Yep. Get your husband to take you there for lunch and go split a Cuban sandwich. They are spectacular.
All right. Well, you'll probably hear from me again, but I enjoy talking to you.
Lee, I enjoy talking to you. We're doing the drawing for the $50 gift card from Fresh Market tomorrow. So listen in, okay?
I will. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks for calling. Welcome to Montgomery. T-Bone, hang on for me. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
To be the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
news and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Before I take this next call with caller T-Bone, with the name like T-Bone, you cannot go wrong here. I want to remind you guys of my good friend Dan Black, Dan Black Studios, for the VHS Betamax 8mm films that you have. You probably don't even have anything to play them on, so why not give them to Dan, that Dan convert it to DVD or to digital, and then you're going to have it, put it up on the cloud, store it, always make a backup of things, and then it's going to last forever. And particularly if you do it as a digital format and put it up in the cloud, then you can always get that and play it on your computer, play it on all sorts of things, and that's never going to go out of style. Do you have a DVD?
Yes, we have a DVD player through the Xbox, yes.
My DVD went out, and I don't miss it at all. That's what you have, Xbox. You have the.
I stream most of my stuff, but yeah, we still have an Xbox that plays Blu-rays and DVDs.
Because I used to go use the Red Dropbox.
Redbox.
I used to do that, but now I've got Amazon Prime, so I can get free movies, and then you got Netflix, so... Now, who needs that anymore? So, guys, Dan Black Studio, get it, convert it, do it today. Every day that goes by, it deteriorates a little more. What is that telephone number? Glad you asked. Dan Black Studios, 334-440-7818, 440-7818. Give them a call. Tell them you're a Dan Marshall listener and say, Dan, what is the Dan Marshall listener special for today? And he'll tell you. It's going to save you some money by just mentioning the show. Listener Peggy, who's also a friend of mine, out in California with her mom. She's flying back on the 4th. And that's actually a really good time to fly, by the way. Because everybody's already there that needed to go somewhere. And tickets are actually cheaper on that day. Let's go to T-Bone. T-Bone, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thank you, Dan. First of all, I'd like to appreciate everything you do for our veterans. I really do.
Well, I want to tell you something. I have a very generous audience, and if you're referring to the two gift cards, that was a donation, a gift that a listener gave to for military within my audience. And that is why I have such a great audience that's out there.
That's very gracious. I was probably the worst job in the Navy back in the 1980s, a boiler technician.
Ooh.
Spent most of my time in the Med and the Med and the Persian Gulf, so it was fortunate about 130 degree temperatures on USS Wainwright CG-28 out of Charleston, South Carolina. But
man,
we weren't Charleston very much.
Yeah, really. If you're in the Med and in the Persian Gulf, you weren't.
We were gone about 9 months out of the year.
So how long did you serve?
But, 5 years.
Well, I want to thank you for your service.
I appreciate that. Could I get in on the drawing?
Absolutely. T-Bone, with the name like T-Bone, you can't go wrong with that. Give me your month and day of birth.
10/7, sir.
Okay. That is for the military gift card from Sweet Creek Farm Market. We're going to do that drawing tomorrow, so listen in, because I want to make sure I get those cards to you guys.
All right. Thanks so much, Dan.
Thank you so much. La 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 la. Boy, we got so many clips and not enough time to go here. We did the Morning Joe. Lawmakers called border facility. We did that. Kind of running out of... I tell you what, let's take this call and then I'll do a potpourri on the clips here. Let's go to Dave. Dave, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
And talking while Dan, how you doing, brother?
Dave, where have you been?
Well, long story.
Is your parole officer not letting you out as much?
Yeah. 22 visits to the court, straightening up my mother's will.
Oh, no.
So you can only imagine she was having strokes for 5 years.
Oh, gosh.
And she didn't want to go in the nursing home. Dad went in the nursing home. She didn't want to go. So, where she went, man, she gave half of the state away. It's just nuts. But, you know, there's crooked people everywhere. They really are. You know, you see it in movies, I guess, or stories, but you never think it happened to you. But
yeah, maybe one day I need to do a show about that. And let me tell you something, and I think Dave will attest to this. If you have aging parents, you need to protect their assets from people. Exactly. And I hate to say this, but home health care people are the absolute worst.
I know. I mean, I won't even go into that because it's just, it's just disgusting. If it hadn't been for a woman that was signed the executor of the will that I grew up with, and she knew people in the court there that knew what's going on, from a crooked pharmacist that had her sign stuff over, what found medications without his name on it, without a doctor's name, without the name of the drug he was giving her. Golly, but it's a year and a half later, you can't prosecute nothing after a year. So it's really sick, man. She was nearly 90. Anyhow, it's kind of sounds a sympathetic thing, but she's a stubborn woman. It was tough, but
yeah. Well, I want to tell you something, audience, and listen to Dave, because this happened to me on a personal basis with my aunt and uncle.
Right.
It just will be amazed what people will do. They will steal and lie.
You can't believe nearly 90 years old people are still doing that with all the force. But anyhow, I served in the military. I'll tell y'all about that later. It's a longer story, but it's okay. I served in the military from 70 to 76, and I was on 6 aircraft carriers with anti-submarine warfare to track Russian submarines down.
Man.
I couldn't talk about it, and I still probably shouldn't, because there's nothing really in detail I'm going to discuss on the air. But it's just amazing. Like an idiot, I got in the guard, medevac helicopters, Desert Storm hit, and they go, "Oh, you're going to re-up after Desert Storm?" I said, "You can take that Army and kiss my butt." horrible attitudes. "Are you kidding me? But you got 13 years." And I said, "Yeah, 7.5 has been guard." I found out it'd take 22 more years to retire. I went, "Really?" Forrest Gump, stupid is as stupid does. You know?
Dave, before we run out of time, what's your month and day of birth?
July 30, coming up.
Okay, Dave, I want you to listen in tomorrow. We're going to be doing that drawing in the final hour of the Dan Morris Show for those $250 gift cards, okay?
I've got 4 women I can't believe. It's taking me a while. They're actually listening to you and telling me things that they've heard. I went, "Golly dang, it works." You got to tell people about y'all. So God bless y'all.
Thank